Oh my god, we are back, folks, with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and more Lust Academy. So let's get started. This is my ultimate fantasy. Am I dreaming? Why is she all alone and in her underwear? Damn creaking floorboards. Dawn, honey, is that you? She thinks I'm Dawn. I've been waiting for you. Do you like my surprise? It's all for you, my handsome hero. What are you waiting for? You want to play, don't you? Did I stun you into silence? I like it when you're being mysterious. You don't think you can resist this heavenly body, do you? You can't, and you know it. Come here, my love. How am I supposed to just leave her like this? Such a stroke of luck. It'd be a shame to let this opportunity go to waste. My body is craving your gentle touch, Daddy. It's not polite to keep a lady waiting. The anticipation must be killing her. You have no idea how happy I was when the girls said they were going on a shopping trip. I was afraid that Grimm would stay home all day, but luckily he went for a run. So we've got enough time to have a little fun before they come back. Come to me, baby. My body is yours whenever you want it. I can smell her raw, bestial desire. Her firm, smooth skin is perfect. I want to feel every inch of it. Just like that. You are so gentle today, my love. I'm ready to be as one with your strong, loving arms. And this mask, I never thought it would be this much of a game changer. I can't see you, and it makes me want you even more. Oh, come on, spread my legs with those strong hands. I'm burning with pure desire. I can't believe this is really happening. The fact that this is so crazy and wrong turns me on even more. It feels like her body was made to be caressed. Like it's meant to be stroked and kissed. Dawn, you lucky bastard. I like the way you move your hands. You're so gentle when you touch me. Don't stop, honey. Please. Oh! Yeah, I want you to kiss every inch of my body. Jeez, much more and I'll start moaning. Having such a beautiful woman in my arms, enjoying herself, feels incredible. Darling. Look at her, she's trembling. I've forgotten how nice this could be. Your hands are pure magic. I can feel her heart beating on her skin. God damn, she's breathtaking. Oh, baby, don't you think these panties have been on long enough? She's fucking right, it's time to take them off. Ugh, whoa. I've never known you to be so gentle or patient. What an amazing pussy, and freshly trimmed. If I didn't know, I would never have guessed that she had had two kids. Oh my god, so wet and warm. It's like my fingers are drenched in sweet, warm nectar, the very sensation of which drives me mad with desire. Go deeper. Yeah. Feeling your fingers inside me makes me soaking wet. I can hardly wait to taste you, Olivia. You? Oh. What are you? I can't believe you're really doing this. You've never eaten me out before. What made you change your mind? That feels so good. Just the thought of your hot breath on my thighs. Can make me come. Oh my god. I didn't know where you learned this, but it's just, oh, it's fucking, genius. I never thought I'd be this happy to bury my face in someone's pussy. Her passionate moaning turns me on even more. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, grab my ass. Please, I'm begging you, don't stop. Nobody's ever licked my pussy like that. You like to fuck me with your tongue, don't you, you stud? Tasting my hot, sweet juices. Come here. Wow. Yeah. Just a little longer and I... Okay, wait. What have you done to your hair? Shit, did she realize I'm not her husband? It seems so. Fuck, what do I do? Get this fucking mask off me. I knew something was wrong. You're not Dawn. Grimm, are you fucking crazy? We can't do this. This isn't right. Olivia, listen. I know what this looks like. Yes, you're mad at me, but don't you dare say that you understand how I feel. You don't know a thing about me. Okay, okay, calm down. If you want, I'll pack my stuff and leave right now. You'll never have to see me again, I promise. Well, it'd probably make my life a bit easier being away from all the madness and all that. I could start over. I won't tell anyone, I give you my word. Let's just forget this as if it was a nightmare. You look so scared. Am I being too harsh? I don't even know if what we were doing was wrong or right, but it was so good. I wonder what else he can do. I have to make him stay. Well, 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 so that's what you're thinking, Olivia. And I was all ready to pack my bags. Listen, Grim. Wait, what, a nightmare? You're exaggerating. It was pretty good. I've never felt anything like that with Dawn, if I'm being honest. I hate to say it, but he can't satisfy me in the bedroom. If I had a woman like you, I'd never get out of bed. Hee hee hee. Why are you laughing? It's just, I never would have thought that one day I'd be sitting in front of you like this, all naked. I can turn around if you're uncomfortable. Come on, you've already seen everything. Unlike me. If this is what I think it is, I'm sure we can fix that quite easily. If you don't want me to leave, that is. No, 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 don't leave. This doesn't go beyond this room, right? It'll be our little secret. Whoa, little secret, you say? Little is not an adjective I'd use in your case. It's so stiff. I can't even imagine what this big rod can do. She literally can't take her eyes off my dick. Let me show you then. Whoa, what are you, Grim? You can always simply say no or stop, Grim, but that's not what you want, right? And you know why? Because you want it even more than I do. Just listen to yourself, to that little voice in your head. Stop it. Enough talking. You want me, and I want you. And I can't wait to feel you inside. Oh, really? Whoa. Just like that? Ah. The way your tight, wet pussy wraps around my dick. Just perfect. I bet you've never been with an experienced woman before, right? You can't even imagine what I'm capable of, honey. This is a whole different level of pleasure. She's pretty confident of her skills. And, well, this is definitely a pleasure I haven't experienced before. Jesus Christ! Don't close your eyes, baby. I want you to look into my eyes as I fuck you. Do you like the way I feel inside you? It's amazing. Where did you learn how to do this? Don't you worry your pretty little head about where I learned what. Oh? I want to go even deeper. Let's spice things up a little. Yes, but first, I want to show you my gorgeous body, completely naked. I know you like my boobs. Isn't that obvious? You always stare at them, Grim. I don't think it's possible not to admire a body like yours, Olivia. Oh, wow. Those tits are so fucking big. You look even more beautiful without any clothes. I can see the passion in her eyes. It's so crazy that we're doing this right on the bed where Dawn has fucked me so many times. But that turns me on even more. I can't wait any longer, baby. My body is craving you. Come on, what are you waiting for? If you want to tease me, this isn't the time, honey. I'm so incredibly horny. Only your huge cock can really and truly satisfy me. All I want is to feel it inside me. Ah, oh yeah. The view of my dick thrusting into her tight pussy is the most sensational thing I've ever seen. And this is the absolute best position. Primal, dominating, and totally awesome. Oh my god. Unbelievable. It feels amazing, but what really keeps me going is watching your ass bounce. And that big ass with that thin waist. Alright, lean forward. Yeah, that's it, baby. Oh, what a good view of her holes. Tell me, who fucks you better, Dawn or me? Ah, oh yes. Tell me. It's too hard. Your dick is just perfect. I've never felt this way with anyone before. I wonder how many dicks you've had. You're a little slut, aren't you? Oh yeah. It makes my pussy soaking wet, in the way you pin me down with those strong arms. Yes. I didn't even know you had it in you, my big, strong boy, big boy. Just like that. So good. I can literally feel her trembling with pleasure. Damn, what a view. Your ass is fucking perfect, I swear. It looks amazing. There you go. You make me feel like I'm in a porno movie. Yeah, fuck me. You're way too good at this. My pussy is all yours, my hero. Ah, more. Don is very clumsy in bed, he... Don't say his name. I don't want to be distracted from your perfect body. Okay, Oh, yeah. Do you like it when I fuck you hard? You're really enjoying this, aren't you? Oh my god, I'm so close. Don't stop, please. I couldn't stop, even if I wanted to. The sight of her stunning body drives the animalistic part of my brain mad, giving it one purpose. Fuck. And those tiny droplets of sweat running down her thighs lets me know that I'm doing a good job. Let's try cowgirl. I want to see you bouncing on my dick. Then what are you waiting for, honey? Spread your legs just a little more. Yeah, just like that. Nobody feels... Huh? Nobody has ever felt this good inside me, Grim. It's so good when she takes control. Nothing could be better. Ah, it's so close to being perfect. Wow, look at her boob shake. Nothing can compare. Oh. Your big cock fills me up so good. Oh. This is the real magic. Yes. So good. Every inch of your body turns me on, Olivia. You're a goddess. That she is. She is definitely built. What a freaking scene, guys. Ah, oh, yes. Yeah, that's it. Just like that. Ah, the only thing I can focus on right now is riding you and feeling you deep inside me. Grim. Oh, I'm about to come. So good. I'm almost there. She's about to come. That's it. Just like that. Oh, yeah. I wonder how she experiences orgasms. One mind-blowing orgasm after another. I'd like to change my perspective. I want to see your pretty face. My dick is a perfect match for your lips, isn't it? It would look great in your mouth. So tight, my penis is throbbing. I definitely love your dick, Grim. Taste it. Do you want me to taste you? Like this? Damn, that feels good already. Do you like it when I put my warm, wet tongue on that hard cock? Licking the most sensitive areas? It feels amazing, Olivia. You have a magic tongue. Oh, take it all in your mouth, baby. Ugh, oh yeah, baby. I love it when you wrap your lips around my cock. Keep going. Yeah, perfect. Oh, I have an idea. Olivia. Yes, honey? I want to enjoy your gorgeous breasts. I don't want to miss the opportunity to play with them. Come here, baby. Mommy is waiting for you. Who would have thought that I'd be on my hands, on my knees one day, rubbing your dick and squeezing it with my boobs? The world really is full of surprises, huh? You're damn right it is. Oh, I'm going to come. Fuck! Unbelievable! Wow! Where do you keep all that cum? Nobody ever needs to know about this. Olivia, that was just incredible. You were really good too, Grim. She's so calm. Great sex really can do wonders. I have to clean everything before Dawn comes back. If someone sees us together like this, just thinking about it makes me nervous. Yeah, sure. I'll see you later, okay? Don't worry, this'll be our little secret. Just like we talked about. Nobody ever needs to know about this. I still can't believe it. It was like a dream. I'm so happy, but also exhausted. All I want now is a nice, hot, long shower. Next morning. Who could this be? Hi, Grim. Rudy and I are going for a walk in the park. If you want, you can join us. Great, I'm totally free right now. Wait for me, I'll be right there. I have to be honest with myself, I can't get Arena out of my head. Rudy and I will be waiting for you near the archway by the steps. Do you know where that is? Yes, of course, I'll be there right away. Grim, you really do live nearby. You've joined us so soon. Did you have any doubts about that, Arena? No, I didn't mean that. It's just that I'm glad you came. Shall we walk through the park? I think Rudy would like to go for a run. We were just waiting for you. Let's go. I wonder where this new acquaintance will lead me. She's a funny girl, this Arena. So sweetly embarrassed when I talk to her. So you're a student? I'm a student too. I want to be a journalist, but my parents don't approve of my career choice. And why are they against your career choice? They don't think it's a very good career for me. Maybe they're right. If you blush every time you do an interview. Oh no, I think Rudy's hurt his paw, my poor puppy. What should we do? Take him to the vet? Rudy, baby, don't cry. Arena seems to be a very homely girl indeed. It rather turns me on. Don't worry, I know what to do. Trust me. That's better. Let's get you home and you treat your paw. You don't mind, do you? That's great. Be patient, my friend. We'll soon be home. Thank you so much. I'm so worried about Rudy. He's so little. He's not little. I know exactly how you feel, Arena. Breathe in, or breathe out. Calm down. I'm here for you. I'm so grateful to you, Grim. I was frightened out of my wits when I saw the blood on Rudy's paw. See, we found it was just a scratch and it'll heal quickly. I've washed his wound and treated it, so there was no need to go to the vet. You're so good. How did you learn to handle animals? I'll be honest with you, I don't know how to handle them. I just treat them like people. You amaze me. I guess there really is something in that. It seems to me that you're a very kind person, if I'm not wrong. Have you noticed? Rudy is no longer whining, but playing quietly by himself. And this is my house. My husband flew to Seattle this morning and... Dawn? What the hell is he doing here? So Mr. Cool Guy is possibly having an affair on the side? What a hypocrite. Poor Olivia. I'm not surprised that she isn't too happy in her marriage right now. Arena, didn't you take Rudy for a walk in the park? Mom, we've just come from there. Rudy hurt his leg and Grim helped me bring him back. Well, Arena, honey, let's make some tea for our guests while they're here. Okay, Mom, I'm coming. Boys, you wait for us here. The tea will be ready in 5 minutes. Looks like someone just got in a big mess. And it definitely isn't me, ha ha. I wonder how Dawn is going to wiggle out of this now. I don't know what you're imagining right now, but I only walked the customer home. She was so persistent I couldn't get away from her. It was easier to agree to comply with her request. That's what I thought when I saw you here. Hey, don't think I can't see your snide grin. Dawn, you're imagining it. Don't be paranoid. Listen to me carefully and remember, if you tell anyone about this meeting, you'll be sorry. I'm not going to disturb Olivia's peace of mind over this lofty woman. Do you understand me? Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. Mom said to tell you the tea is nearly ready. I'm sorry, I just got called back to work. I have to go. But what about tea? Mom will be upset if you leave us. Perhaps another time. Bye, everyone. Has he got a grudge against me about something? No, it's not that. It looks like he really did have some urgent business to attend to. I don't understand what's going on. Arena, don't get upset about all this nonsense. Where's our guest gone? Mommy just left. He said he couldn't wait for tea. So sad. By the way, Arena, I completely forgot. We were supposed to go shopping today. Really, Mom? Are you confused? I'm quite sure of it. So say goodbye to your friend. We need to go now. Arena, don't worry. I'm on my way out. Don't forget to close the window so Rudy doesn't run away again. Admittedly, I had hoped for a completely different ending to this meeting. I didn't expect it would be Dawn who would ruin this date for me. However, we have an even score as his date has also ended in nothing. I guess I really won't tell Olivia about it. The bastard is right. It's not worth disturbing her peace of mind. There we go. Sorry about that, guys. A few days later. The holidays are drawing to an end. Soon it'll be time to pack for the trip back. I'm looking forward to getting back to Cordale, and so am I. I miss the magic, the adventure, and the people I care about. Every day I go to sleep thinking of Leona. She'll be waiting for my help. I have a lot of work ahead of me when I return to Cordale. I hope Arthur and Jacob worked out how to find the Founder's artifacts. Jacob, how should I address him now? Father? It's all a bit strange to me. Hey, Grim, may I come in? Samantha, for a second I... Never mind, I see you've already come in. Hey, handsome. Is this your new style, meeting girls topless? Aren't you ashamed of trying to seduce us all the time? Let's try that one again. Aren't you ashamed of trying to seduce us all the time? Actually, you walked in without knocking. or must I follow a dress code in my own room? If I set a dress code for you, that green t-shirt would go in the trash. What? You don't like it? I always thought it looked good on me. It's a terrible fit, and the color is like, ugh. Wait, I'll pick another. What about this one? I think it's a bit better. Oh my, where's that look been hiding, Grim? It's 10 out of 10. Alright, I trust you. Actually, I like it too. It's not bad. I like the shirt. Okay, but I'm not here as your stylist. I just wanted to remind you that we need to leave soon. You don't want me to miss the train, do you? Of course not. I'll be waiting for you in the living room. Come down when you're finished packing. We'll order a cab. Deal. I've got everything I need with me. Time to go down and call a cab. Cordell, here I come. I expected the worst from this vacation. But I've had a great time with Samantha and Ashley. And Dawn and Olivia haven't given me any trouble. I've got quite close to Ashley. Maybe I should say goodbye to her. Let's see. Yeah, let's do that. Hey, Ashley, may I come in? Grim, sure, I guess. Ashley looks sad. It's because we're leaving? I just came by to say goodbye. Samantha and I are going back to the academy. Oh, what's up? You're leaving, and I'll be here all alone. I'm gonna miss you, Grim. I'll miss you too, Ash. Don't worry, we'll be back. Well, that was nice, but sad at the same time. It feels bad to leave Ashley alone with Dawn and Olivia. But I have my duties to attend to in Cordell, and I can't let Lorena down. Leona, not Lorena. I don't know who that is. I hope Ashley will be fine, too. After all, Dawn and Olivia are her parents, and they want what's best for her. Speaking of Olivia... Oh, Grim, it's you. Hey there. Hi, Olivia. Sam and I are just about to leave for the academy. It's a shame your holidays are so short, dear. I'd love to spend more time with you. Anyway, good luck. And don't forget to text me from time to time, will you? That was strange, considering everything that's happened. Was Olivia just so bitter because she hadn't had any good sex? Yo, Samantha. I'm ready. Alright, me too. Let me order a cab. Is the car here yet? It's just coming around the corner. Thanks for taking my suitcase. Come on, it has wheels. It's no big deal. I'm always happy to help. Can't believe we're at the train station again. I remember the first time I came here. Is it just me, or does that feel like a million years ago? Remember the first time I went to the academy? Things have changed so much. Don't you think that we're different people now? Hey, are you going soft on me? I don't know, I just have this weird feeling. Sorry for being too reflective today. Oh, hold on a second. Mom? What? I don't understand. What's going on? Maybe she just went out for a walk? Did she really leave a note? Let me think. Maybe she's with... what's her name? Effie? Is it about Ashley? Ugh. It's really weird. I have no idea where she could have gone. Calm down, okay? Mommy, it's all right. Shh, don't cry, please. We'll figure things out. How's Dad? Tell him I'll be right back. Sam, what's with Ashley? Sam? Something weird is going on. She ran away. She left a note saying that she's never coming back home. Ugh, we all knew that this would happen sooner or later. What do you mean? No, sorry, just talking to myself. So what do we do now? I don't know about you, but I'm going to find Ashley. Do you understand that she could be anywhere? What do you expect me to do, Grim? What about the academy? We're leaving soon. That's the last thing I'm worried about. I'm telling you, Ashley's gone. Can you even hear me? It's like you don't care at all. Let's be realistic, Sam. How are you going to find her, especially with your leg? Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it does. Look at you. You're limping and can barely walk. Grim, for God's sake, you only make yourself more upset and exhausted. I don't think it's a good idea. It could even be dangerous for you. Why don't you stay and I'll go look for her? No, I'm going with you. That goes without saying. I know what this feels like, but come on, Sam. Do you trust me? I trust you, but... No buts, Samantha. It's a simple yes or no question. Of course I trust you. So what's the problem then? I'll figure everything out and get Ash back. Oh, okay, that all makes sense, right? Whatever happens, please call me. Sure. Why do you even need to ask? No, you have to promise me, Grim. Come here, baby. I'll do whatever it takes to find her. And I'll call you as soon as I have something, okay? I promise. See you later, Miss Rose. Never thought Olivia would worry about Ashley this much, and of course Dawn's totally indifferent, as usual. Grim, what are you doing here? Where's Samantha? Why isn't she with you? Let's save all this for later. Where's the note Ashley left? Up there in the bedroom, but what do you expect to find in it? There's hardly anything to look at. I just want to see it. What if it's all a stupid joke? Could she be hiding under the bed? I wish she was just hiding under there. And here, there's her note. I'm leaving to live out my best life. Please don't look for me. I'm never coming back. Olivia's right. Not very helpful. What are you up to, Ash? Are there any other leads? What's this? Well, well, well. Ashley's diary. Seems like a sketchbook, too. Somehow it doesn't seem right to open this without Ashley's permission, but if there's something important in it, she would have taken the diary with her. Especially when she's not expecting to come back. According to the date, this part was written yesterday. Dear Diary, I can't stand it anymore. Everywhere I look, my life is a dead end. I had a big argument with Dad yesterday, and that was the last straw for me. I even had some suicidal thoughts, but then I came to my senses. It's so silly to consider ending my life because of this asshole. The girl won't stop fighting. Ashley, you're my hero. I'm young and beautiful. I got my whole life ahead of me. Why should I spend the best years of my life in this miserable place? Mr. X has been asking to see me for a long time. Who the hell is this Mr. X? He's such an angel. Sometimes I think he's the only one who keeps me going. There's nobody closer to me than him. When I told him about my last argument with Dad, he immediately asked me to come and stay in his apartment. It's rather embarrassing, especially since we've never met. Now, it's gotta be better than staying at home. It's gotta be. If it doesn't work out, then I'll have some time to get back on my feet at least. He said he lived in a big cozy apartment overlooking the lake. Maybe I'll just stay there with him until I figure everything out and find a job. The thing is, I have no idea what he really looks like in real life. There's only a few blurry photos of him online. For some reason, it doesn't bother me at all. Apart from that, he seems perfect. So sweet, generous, and so, so caring. Just a little longer and I'll definitely fall for him. That's where her entry ends. I don't get it. Who is this Mr. X that she's talking about? Definitely not the fake Wily character from Mega Man 6. According to the diary, they haven't even met in person. Some guy from a dating website, maybe? Got a bad feeling about this. The fact that he got her to trust him so easily scares me. He could be a trafficker. The sooner I find Ashley and this dude, the better. Question is, how do I go about it? Come on, think, Grim. Think. Aha! Ashley mentioned that this Mr. X lives in an apartment overlooking a lake. But there are no lakes around here. Although, actually, if I remember right, there's one lake on the edge of town. Should I go there? Well, it's not my only lead, so... I forgot how small our town is. I went around it in less than an hour. The only apartment building which overlooks the lake is that one. Guess I know where to look. But how am I supposed to find the right apartment? Let me think. I can't be wandering around here forever. It's a colossal waste of time. What options do I have? The most obvious one is to start banging on doors, hoping to find Ashley behind one of them. But I can't just start knocking on some random people's doors. I need a good reason for that. Gotta come up with something plausible. How about... Help! Hey? Is someone yelling? Help me! Somebody! Please! No, that's not my imagination. Fuck! Is that Ash? Sound like that's coming from over there? Oh, let's turn the plan. We'll understand everything that's going on later. If Ash would keep screaming. Or at least I could pinpoint exactly from where the sound is coming from. Now. Ugh, and what is that stench? Ew, disgusting. How are people supposed to live here? Jesus, it's getting stronger. That whimpering again, it's coming from there. As well as the smell, it seems. No answer. That's to be expected. I'm not gonna give up that easy. Well, who cares if I'm trying to save someone's life so the use of magic is totally justifiable. It's kind of funny how I'm getting used to using magic in the ordinary world. Oh yeah. Feels like I'm suffocating from that rancid smell. If anyone's there, show yourself! Hello? Ash, what the? What's going on? Who did this to you? Was it Mr. X? So I gotta take this gag off. Sorry, I should have done it sooner. How do you even know? We gotta hurry. It's coming back soon. Who are you talking about? Is he here? There. He usually comes out of nowhere. What's she talking about? Did he touch you, Ashley, if you know what I mean? No, he didn't do anything like that. Thank God. How could you be so reckless? How could you trust someone like this? For now, let's get out of here. I'm getting dizzy from the smell. How long have you been sitting here? Hey, would you help me, please? I'm in a cage, in case you didn't notice. Oh, well, yes, but I do need the keys. Hang on, let me check this lock. We're screwed, Grim. Don't worry, we'll get you out of here. I promised Samantha I'd bring you home. I'm so, so sorry. What the fuck is going on? Who are... Ah! Damn, I can't move! Foolish girl! What the fuck? Don't you touch her! And there he is. Brave, brave boy. I've been watching you. You and your older sister, so sweet together. The poor, poor Ashley. Always alone. How cruel. I envy you, kid. What does it feel like to have such a strong magical aura? What? Wait, you can see my magical abilities? But how? I come from a race of creatures called the Devourers. We see what others can't see. This is the great power of my people. Seeing the blobs of magic of all shapes and sizes. This allowed us to survive. Even when our planet with the Wellspring fell into war and chaos. Allowed you to survive, but how? How does that make any sense? It's simple. We feed on magical energy. I don't really understand. Why do you need this girl then? She has no magical power. This should be me in the cage, not Ash. That is where you are wrong, child. Your magic is too strong. If I devour it, I'll die. It'll tear me apart from the inside. But her throbbing energy, it's so subtle. You're crazy. Believe me, it's the most delicious and sophisticated form of magic you can ever find and eat. He can sense magical power in Ashley? I don't understand. How is that possible? Are you going to eat me, asshole? Keep it down in there. Not you, of course. We don't eat flesh. Only magical energy. You have nothing to worry about. It's not so bad, really. What, eating someone's magical energy has no consequences? I've been listening and you don't sound very convincing at all. No physical damage, no pain. Only your soul and energy. What? Nothing personal. A fed person knows nothing of how hunger feels, after all. But how? I don't get it. How did you find Ash and you've been watching us? It wasn't on purpose, at least at first. Fortune has helped me. I was starving to death and somehow lost control of my ship. Then I got pulled here, into your world. I didn't understand why, but I ended up in this town and felt an alluring surge of magical energy. This girl was the very first person I met. I immediately realized that she was not just any human. The rest was easy. I followed her to the house and found her profile on Lustagram. Said a few nice things and we started chatting. The girl kept texting me every day. I just answered. You asshole! I didn't even introduce myself. Ashley started calling me Mr. X. She likes mysteries and I found her very interesting. I invited her to meet me face to face, but she refused. I watched you every day, Ashley. I saw your anger, sadness, and helplessness. When she told me about her problems, I was just in the right place at the right time. I can't believe it. I trusted you. I invited her into my apartment, and voila! Oh, voila, rather. And what about... Stop, you ask too many questions. The more I think about it, the hungrier I get. Let's get started.
How's my little jailbird? Come on, baby, time to finish what we've started.
I think it's time to do something about this. Shit! I can't move and it's a crying shame, but... Well, I can't...
Ah! Grim, please!
I wonder if it's possible to cast spells without using my hands, by just focusing on something in my head.
They're so young, pretty, trusting.
Don't come any closer. You stink, you know that?
That's not true. We do have different biological systems. That's why for you it seems that way. In reality, it's not.
Makes no difference to me. You?
So hungry.
Grim, do something, please!
I'm afraid he can't help you now. That little bubble has him immobilized.
You think you'll get away that? You think I'll let you get away with that, you ugly piece of shit?
I can't see what you're going to do to stop me.
All I have to do is just focus on one thing.
Ostendio!
What?
I don't need to move to cast spells, jackass. Oops. My goodness.
Ow, that hurts.
Grim!
I don't know why I didn't do this before. Give me your hand, Ash. Don't be afraid of me, okay? This is all like some horrible dream. Let's get out of here.
Oh, I was so scared. If it wasn't for you...
It's over now. Calm down. Catch your breath.
How can I calm down? You saw it yourself, that thing. That disgusting thing. I can't even imagine what it was going to do to me. I can't get it out of my head.
Ashley, you poor thing. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
No, stay away from me. I've seen it all. You're not like us, are you?
How do I know you're not one of them?
Ashley, what are you talking about? It's me, Grim. You've known me since I was a kid. I never hurt you.
Don't talk to me. I heard what you were talking about with that creature. You're some kind of freak.
No, I'm a liar. If you don't start telling me the truth, I'll tell everyone.
Wait. Okay, don't get excited. I demand an explanation. I deserve to know the truth.
It's true.
I'm a wizard!
I only found out myself when I got an invitation to the academy.
Cordale. Wait, so that means Samantha is too?
Yes, she and I go to the Academy of Magic and Wizardry.
And there's a whole magical world out there, Ashley.
And you've never said anything?
We didn't have a choice. We're strictly forbidden to talk about it.
Or to reveal the mystery of wizards to humans.
We could be expelled and have our memories erased. That's the only reason we didn't tell you or anyone else.
I understand that you're pissed off, but please, can you keep it a secret?
If anyone finds out that I told you about it,
don't worry. I won't tell anyone. I owe you.
After all, you saved me. I have to admit, you surprised me.
I didn't think you were that cool.
Well, thank you. I suggest we continue this conversation on our way home. I need to get you back to your parents and figure out how we are going to get back to the academy.
Home?
No way. I'm not going back to that shithole.
But Ashley, no buts, I refuse.
Ashley, don't be silly. I don't have time to try to talk you into it.
You don't have to try, I've made up my mind. I promise to bring you back to your parents, I'm keeping my promise.
What are you going to do, put a spell on me? Or will you drag me home by force?
If I must.
Fine, then prepare to see the boy wizard story in the news.
Wait, you promised you wouldn't tell anyone.
I didn't think you'd start being a jerk. I just want to reassure your parents that you're safe.
Reassure them? You just want me locked up with those selfish bastards.
I didn't sign up for slavery for the rest of my life. I'm not going back, that's final.
And you can't make me unless you're happy to face the consequences.
Suppose I don't send you back to your parents. What will you do? Where are you going?
I have an idea.
I'm not too keen on that sly look.
You and Samantha are always so enthusiastic about Cordale. I knew this was going to happen, guys.
I always thought hearing about our academic life bored you.
That was when I thought you were at law school.
But the Academy of Magic and Wizardry sounds fascinating. I want to see it.
Are you out of your mind? It's impossible. Don't ask. I'll get in trouble.
But Grim, could you really do that to me?
Do what? You heard what that terrible creature said. He sensed a weak magical power in me. If you leave without me, I'll be easy prey for monsters like him. Damn, I hate it when that happens, but she's right. Dragging Ashley along with me to Cordale is a crazy idea, but at least that way I know she's safe. And there's no one here to protect her. Damn. Okay, you've convinced me. You'll have to come along. Really? Thank you. Thank you. You won't regret it. We just have to figure out how to get there. I think we're gonna need some help. Who are you calling? Someone I know at the Academy. He won't refuse to help me. Especially after everything that happened between us. Hello! Oh, Grim! Good to hear you. Is something wrong? Here's what's up. You've done what? Oh, Grim, how could you? Fuck! Alright, we'll deal with it when you get back. Now follow my instructions. Jacob told us to go to the northern side of town and wait for his acquaintance to arrive. I think that's around here somewhere. Are you sure it's this way? Yes. According to my navigator, we're here. We just have to wait for someone. The only thing we'll find here... Grim, don't you know how dangerous this neighborhood is? Why have you brought me to this shithole? What's up with this girl's attitude? You asked to come. And by the way, getting to Cordale isn't easy, Ashley. It's because of your stunt that I missed the train. So now we have to come out here. Let's just hope this works. Will you at least tell me what we're waiting for? This. Whoa! What's that? Our transportation. No, I mean, what's that over there sitting on the wagon? Not what, but who? There are many creatures in the magical world. I don't know exactly what he is. But it's better not to ask, he might get offended. Grah! Are you Grim? Yes, sir. It's talking to you. That's so crazy. Ashley, don't call him it. Where are your manners, really? Grah! Name's Bart. Nice to meet you. Grah! Let's get down to business. Jacob sent me. We have a long ride ahead. Don't waste time standing there. Get in. After you, my lady. That's so sweet. Oh, wait. You're not going to lock me in there and wipe my memory and send me back to my parents, are you? That's not a bad idea. I wish I'd thought of that. Unfortunately, no. We're going to Cordale together. Get in. Still can't believe I've agreed to bring Ashley with me. But did I really have a choice? Damn, Grim, as if you didn't have enough problems without this. Okay, it can't be easy for her either. We need to lighten the mood somehow. It's not so bad in here, is it? It's even quite comfortable. I don't know, it's kind of gloomy. I don't like it in here. Sorry, but we don't have any other option, and it's a long ride ahead. So make yourself comfortable. We got a lot of time to kill now, so while we're here, you might as well tell me a few things. Like what? Like anything. About magic, about magical creatures, about your school. Oh, I don't even know where to start. How did you find out you were a magician? Oh man, actually I only believed it when I got into the academy. I accidentally managed to read another student's mind. And then... Wait, you can read minds? Occasionally, it's not like I can just look into people's minds at will. I wish I knew what the people around me were thinking. Most of the time they think you're a knockout hottie. Sounds about right. And the rest of the time that you're an arrogant fool. Who's the stronger wizard, you or Samantha? You've never put it to the test, but she's been at the academy a year longer, so she's probably stronger. And if it were you in the same class, who would be stronger? Well, looks like it's going to be a long night. I'd say we've been on the road for about 8 hours now, and bar a couple hours of sleep, Ashley has barely shut up. Did you hear what that toad told me? He said I was the reason we were stopping so often. What am I supposed to do if I have to pee? Hold it in? Or would he prefer that I wet the seats? Come on, I'm sure that he didn't mean to offend you. We should be grateful to Bart. He's probably already busy and he's taken time out to drive us back. You didn't hear the way he said it. I had a gymnastics coach who used to talk to me like that. And one day, when I did a near-perfect twine, she... Oh shit, here we go again. Next morning. I never thought it was possible to talk about one grumpy coach for so long. Good thing Ashley has given up on that story and decided to get some sleep after all. Cordale looks beautiful, as always. I have an unfamiliar, pleasant feeling in my chest. Like I'm finally home, where I belong. Ashley looks so sweet when she's quietly sleeping. But that top, I swear, riding in this carriage is hard enough as it is.
and I'm constantly having to deal with this boner. She just looks so appealing. Maybe I can have some fun while she's asleep. That is, I mean, she is an adult now. I know it's risky, but who could resist an opportunity like this? Just must make sure she's asleep, though. Ashley.
Hmm?
Hey, Ashley. Looks like she's sound asleep. Good. Oh, wow, they feel even bigger than they look. I wonder what squeezing one of these huge breasts feels like. Oh, yes. Just like I thought. Who am I kidding? It's even better than I thought. They're so ripe. I really want to take a better look. Let me just slowly move this. All the way up here. Just like that. Perfect. Wow, look at them. That's what I call a voluptuous pair of tits. I know Ashley's a beautiful girl, but with breasts like these, she's a goddess. Oh my, this is surely the best thing a man can feel with his hand. Hmm. That's a statement that needs... You know, they need a list of that. The best thing a man can feel with his hand. Some might say a gun. Some might say a sword. Some might say a breast. Some might... I wonder. Let's see. Some might say a weight. There's a lot of guys that say the best thing a man can feel in his hand is a weight going up and down. There's a lot of guys that be like... Some guys would say a controller. Some guys would say the lips of a woman or her hair or feet or something else like that. Other parts of a woman, rather. What do you think is the best thing a man can feel with his hand? As we draw this to a close for now, I'm going to leave this with you guys in the comments section. And at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Lust Academy on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Later.